Al Pacino arrived at the Cheetah Conservation Fund with three other cheetahs in May 2021. Al Pacino, Scarface, Old Lady and Marissa had been kept as captive cheetahs on a farm near the town of Gabarbis for approximately 7 years before we received them. We were told initially that the four cheetahs were three females and one male. However, we were surprised to learn during their first workup that we actually had two males and two females. None of the four cheetahs had names when we received them, and due to all the scars and unique looks of the two males, Laurie quickly came up with the idea of naming them Al Pacino and Scarface, our two gangster males. With his unique look and goofy personality, Al Pacino quickly won the hearts of everyone that met him and became a favourite with interns and visitors. He lived with Scarface up until September 2022, when we had to let Scarface go. Since then, Al Pacino has been on his own. We kept a close eye on him to make sure that he was doing okay being on his own, but he seemed quite content with this. He was a very food-motivated cheetah, which made it easy to train him via positive reinforcement training. For different medical procedures, such as injections, blood draws, and subcutaneous fluids, and even eye drops, making our job a lot easier and his life a lot less stressful, since he was willing to participate in these procedures and always had the choice and control of the situation. From his blood results, we could see that he was a bit dehydrated, and being an older cheetah, we wanted to make sure that he wouldn't end up having problems with his kidneys. So that's why we started adding subcutaneous fluids 3 times a week to his medical care. He didn't mind this at all. We just kept him busy with his food and he just let us do it. He truly was a joy to work with. In April 2024, he was diagnosed with chronic superficial keratitis or PANAS, an immune-mediated condition in which there is a fleshy invasion of the cornea. We immediately started treating him with eye drops 2 times a day, but in October, we had our vet come out to have a look at his eyes since his condition only seemed to be getting worse. It was decided to try and give him eye drops 4 times a day and see if there would be any improvement. After a few weeks, it was obvious it wasn't making a difference and it had even gotten worse. He now had ulcers in both eyes. With this in mind, our main concern was that his quality of life had severely declined and it was decided by the veterinary and keeper staff to let him go. No easy decision. But we always have to think of the best interests of the animals in our care and not our own emotions. He really was a one-of-a-kind cheetah, and he will be greatly missed by his keepers and all the people whose lives he touched during his short time at the Cheetah Conservation Fund.